The Youth's Instructor, November 10, 1898. The First King of Israel, Number 1. The Youth's Instructor, November 10, 1898. The First King of Israel, Number 1. In the experience of God's people, there are always times of test and trial. And God does not design that men, women, or youth shall be shielded from the liabilities which test the character. Satan will reveal his workings and will supply every soul he tempts with his evil surmising, his evil speaking, and accusing of the brethren. From this condition of things, the Lord cannot possibly shield those who place themselves on the enemy's side. For God does not compel the human mind. He gives his bright beams of light to guide all who will walk in the rays shining from him. But if men disregard the path lighted by the heavenly beams and choose the way suited to their own natural hearts, they will stumble on in darkness, not knowing at what they stumble. The Lord passed by Saul, the chosen king of Israel, because, as king of Israel, he did not follow the Lord's requirements, but chose to follow his own plans and methods. The Lord had blessed Saul. He had chosen and converted him, and made him ruler over all Israel. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee. For God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry, till I come to thee, and show thee what thou shalt do." And it was so, that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, "What is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. Saul was not left alone to battle with his old natural tendencies. God gave him another heart. Through his servant he had declared, "The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee." The Holy Spirit came upon Saul, and he prophesied. Thus, with a new heart, under the molding influence of the Spirit of God, he entered into the responsible position of King of Israel. After the Lord gave Saul the signal victory over the Ammonites, the people said to Samuel, "Who is he that said, 'Shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death.'" And Saul said, "There shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel." In this decision, Saul revealed that he had a changed heart. His old natural temperament was transformed by the power of God, who had laid these responsibilities upon him. The ways and display of the nations under the rule of earthly kings had attractions for the nation that God had chosen and wrought among by his own infinite power, and Israel had desired a king to reign over them. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. Samuel had obeyed the word of the Lord and had granted the people their request for a king. And now the servant of God said to them, When ye saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, ye said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us, when the Lord your God was your king. Now therefore, behold the king whom ye have chosen, and whom ye have desired, and behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. The children of Israel had made a great mistake in setting up their own way against God's way. But the Lord did not abandon his people. He did not leave them to their own devices. He left them not in any deception in regard to their course of action, but he still made conditions with them. If ye will fear the Lord, he said, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. The Lord was working for the good of the people, and for his own glory, in permitting Israel to have the thing that they had determined upon. If they had humbled their hearts and repented, they could have turned to the Lord, every man in the nation. But they failed to show contrition. They did not go back from their wicked course in choosing a king and rejecting God's rule. God then gave the children of Israel an evidence from heaven that they should not think it a light matter that they had rejected the administration of God and chosen human authority in the place of the divine. Now therefore stand, Samuel said, and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. After the displeasure of God had been revealed, and the people had acknowledged their sins, Samuel encouraged them, saying, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. For then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king.